advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Your little clink there was kind of weak. Yeah. Seems like you're preoccupied.
I'm distracted.
Kind of sad.
By your own magnificence?
Yeah. You never install the stupid fucking mirror. Just stare at it.
mirror on the wall.
Distracted jokes.
Who is the most magnificent of them all?
Mm.
So you're listening to the Sofa King Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's us, right?
That's us. This, just to clarify, if this is your first listening experience of our podcast, this episode is not like our normal episodes.
It's a normal episode.
Just to let you know. So, no, this is a bonus episode.
Yeah. I just said.
No, you said it's a normal episode.
No, you said it was a normal
episode. No,
this is
a bonus.
I said it was a bonus episode.
This is a bonus
episode. Don't try and change it around like you knew what you were talking about.
Okay, so this is a bonus episode.
Yes,
it's not normal.
Yeah.
Because let me get this straight. Because in a normal episode, we research a topic. We at least act like we've researched a topic. Yeah, we have a focus of one topic.
There you go. We have a focus. I like that.
We come in.
Stop saying we research.
We come in with a focus of a topic, and then we discuss only that. Well,
we discuss that topic.
Jokes. So, a lot of cul-de-sacs, a lot of conversational cul-de-sacs. But that's our primary focus. We have one topic that we discuss. On a bonus episode, however, we get questions from listeners who go to our fan group on Facebook, the unofficial SK Ultra.
I don't think it's necessarily in there. It's just on when these episode.
There used to be like a pattern when I would post this in the group, it would go under there.
Basically,
I think we just did a
preview.
Call out last time. When we do a call out, we get like 170 questions.
Yeah.
So it just blows up really
fast. But you
can
ask questions. If we ask for questions, you can post questions. If there's a post of this episode, like a preview of this episode, people post questions in that preview, comments for the next episode. It's confusing, kind of like knowing if this is a regular episode or a bonus
episode,
what the difference is.
Right.
We still aren't sure.
Right.
Some of the fans still aren't sure. I don't like calling fans listeners. Still aren't sure.
We try to do our best. We're
trying to. So clarifying, this is a normal episode. We'll be talking about what?
No, we're answering questions.
Oh, so this is a bonus episode.
This is a bonus episode. We've already recorded our two normal episodes for the week. This
Did
is a
we?
Bonus episode.
I don't remember doing that at all.
Yep. So if this is your first listen, you're going to get a lot of just sort of random discussion and dickery. If you want something that has a focused topic.
With random discussion.
With
dickery.
With random discussions and dickery, but with also a focused topic, then go and listen to a different episode.
That sounds like a bonus episode because they're getting the dickery and
a topic.
Questions and they're getting a topic. That fucking sounds like a bonus episode to me.
Fuck. Now I'm very confused.
I don't know.
But this
anyway,
is not, either way, okay. This is not.
This is an episode where we're answering some questions.
This is where we're answering questions.
All right.
On this episode.
You okay? Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Fuck it.
Fuck this thing. I know.
Fuck it.
I'm determined. I'm
we're
so
doing
close.
A show here.
I'm listening.
You're not even paying attention.
I'm listening.
No, you have to be talking. We do a fucking podcast.
This is normal.
Nobody can hear you.
I normally
listen.
Talk.
Nobody can hear you listen.
I normally this talk. Is,
I think you do.
Okay.
Nobody can hear you listen. Okay, so we've got questions.
Sound of me listening.
Question number one. This is from Lisa Hayes. Who is on your quote list, or who is on your wife's quote list? And I'm guessing by list, she means the list.
Yeah.
Like if you have that one person that you have an understanding with, your wife, if you met this person, if you had a chance.
I don't know.
Mine's either Natalie Portman or Scarlett Johansson, probably at this point in time. And my wife's is definitely a Matt Damon. Like she hides it. No way that she would just fuck the shit out of Matt Damon. I don't know what the deal is.
Not down with the lists. I don't know.
So even if it's not a list, is there one celebrity who you...
No, were? Not really. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
No.
How faithful of you.
Mine's not a real person, though.
That's okay.
Like, I can't... It's not the actress.
It's okay.
It's a character. It's Special Agent Olivia Dunham.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See?
From Fringe?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, it's a character.
You know what? Yeah.
You don't actually want to fuck the actress.
No.
You want the
sometimes
character.
Though. Sometimes she's weird, but most of the time she's hot.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a weird one.
And if it was Erica, it would be Loki.
Really?
Yeah.
From Vikings?
No.
I'm sorry.
And again, it isn't Hiddleston the actor; it's Loki,
the character.
So, yeah. I think we both have fictional characters.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know my wife's list, and I don't know. I don't have a list. I mean, I say stuff, but it's mainly joking. I don't know. I don't go around thinking about that, I guess.
You wouldn't diddle Jessica Alba if you had a chance?
I don't know. I just would never get the chance, so it's not really on the list.
Very good.
I don't know. I just don't have a list.
Yeah. So you just make your list a fictional character, and then you never have to worry about it.
Yeah, true. I'd have to think on it.
Steve Solbo asks, what is the funniest instance of an unwanted individual in your house? And it could be an animal, a human, or a ghost.
The funniest instance
of an animal.
Of an unwanted, intruder in your house.
Intruder in my house.
I saw a special where a hippo would come in. Like every day they go out there and be like, yip, 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 yip. And this fucking hippo would come walking into this person's fucking house. And they're sketchy. Those are dangerous.
Yeah, but fuck yeah,
they
are.
They would go outside and like yell, and it would come fucking walking up the steps and into their house. And you were just like, God damn, it's going to break the floor. And they
what kind of house is it?
Some African craziness. But the hippo would come in the night. And it, like, I think it fucking like sort of snuggled down onto like this fucking couch thing. And they would feed it carrots and shit. It was crazy. But yeah, hippo would go walking around their house.
I think this is supposed to be your house.
Yes.
Though. I'm just saying I saw that. So I'm setting an example of what's possible. Right?
Okay. Well,
it gives a pissed off monkey.
You had a pissed off monkey?
No,
that would be.
Is this a real time?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be an animal. A person, an animal, or a ghost were the three categories you were given permission.
Ghost. Person, animal. There's been many of persons. They got.
These have to be real times that happen, though.
It's really? Hey, it's just a question.
That's what I'm confused about. You're, are you saying a fantasy thing?
You can. No, it's funniest instance of an
is
unwanted
this a normal
individual
episode?
In your house.
Is this a normal episode?
I'm assuming that this is a bonus episode. I'm assuming that they mean a real instance in your house, a funny example of an unwanted.
Is there a funny example of an unwanted individual. Person or thing? I don't know.
I have one that
you
think
don't
was,
fucking want them. It's not funny.
I had a funny one.
What?
And it was an animal.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and we lived at the conference center in Michigan, we, one of the, like the conference center, big crazy place. And there was a ballroom that was just a giant empty ballroom.
The ballroom blitz.
And it had a fireplace that was probably 10 feet wide and maybe 5 feet deep.
Bats.
That was never lit under any circumstances.
Bats.
And we decided, hey, and actually the power went out, everything was fucked up. And we thought, hey, it'd be cool if we just lit a huge fucking fire in the massive
fireplace. So
there was
a fire in your home that wasn't invited.
Well, our home was on the same property, but we didn't live in the conference center. We lived on the house on the property, but this, we still considered it our home because it was the conference center. So we lit the fire in the giant fireplace and we're all nestled in and getting warm. And about 45 minutes later, something jumps out of the fireplace like fucking crazy. And as if cosmic timing, as soon as it jumps out of the fireplace and we're freaking out trying to figure out what the fuck this thing is, the lights and the power came back on. So the lights suddenly come back on and it's a flying squirrel.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
And which apparently don't even exist in that part of the world.
Yeah.
And so we're running around
on fire.
It never got, I think the smoke hit it and it just jumped out of the fireplace. So we spent the next hour running around chasing a flying squirrel, which you cannot catch.
No,
you cannot catch a flying. You can't catch a normal squirrel.
Yeah. I was going to say those are,
you
those
sure are, as fuck can't catch a flying squirrel.
You can shoot them.
Who will get to the edge of a staircase and fucking fly. And it was, and we spent a very long comic evening trying to chase down a flying squirrel.
We had that possessed cat, but I think I told that story when I lived in that haunted house when I was little that had the fucking like cooking bacon in the middle of the night and the fucking hairy yellow eyed.
That was just you
bed
making food in the middle of the night. It wasn't haunted. Like, why does it smell like bacon in the morning in here? That's because you were up all night.
No,
cooking.
Man, it would like smell like bacon in our house, and like we're all awake, like just bacon is cooking. Like that's a very distinct. Like, holy shit! Like, it's not your neighbor's house; it's in your kitchen. Like what
if
the
it
fuck?
Was coffee, you'd, like, fills our house.
Right. Yeah. We woke up and there was little handprints, like at like 7-8 feet on the wall, but they were like the size of like toddler prints, little Coleman prints up on the wall way back when. We had maggots in a pile in the middle of a clean mopped floor and had like an exterminator come and look at it and shit. But there was this cat associated with that time period, very pet cemetery. It was this creepy ass fucking gray feral cat. And in this laundry room, there was a raised subfloor that my parents had raised. It was like, it would go down and they just built a subfloor and said, why the fuck is it down? That's weird. You have to climb the stairs. And we just put the laundry at ground level. And this cat got somehow under the house and was coming up through some fucking hole, some vent into our house at night. And it was fucking like getting on my brother's chest and attacking him while he was fucking sleeping. It was so fucking scary though, dude, because it would just come cruising into the room in the middle of the night. And I've never been so fucking scared in real life, probably. Like, you've had that, like, dream where you wake up, like, the cold chills thing. Yeah. But I was frozen, dude, like a bitch. I couldn't move, dude. I was fucking, I was young, though. I was probably, like, fifth grade. Yeah. So, and my brother was little. He was probably
25.
He was little. So, I was at least 25.
Baby.
So, we had bunk beds, and, like, he was on the bottom bunk, and I was on the top bunk. And we did so many activities. We saved so much space.
You did calisthenics? Bunk beds.
We could do so many activities, But anyways, I'm fucking laying there early in the morning, dude, like fucking dawn, like sun coming up, and I hear the fucking slow cat growl. Mm-hmm. That cat just walks in like fucking growling.
He walks into your house all pissed off.
He's pissed. He comes cruising in the fucking room, like walking sideways, arch back. I don't fucking see it. I know that like, what's happening? And I just fucking get the chills, dude, from my fucking feet to the top of my fucking head. Cold fucking chill, dude. And I'm fucking scared as fuck. Stomach drops. I can't fucking move. And that cat is just like, for fucking what seems like an eternity, dude. And then finally someone like my dad or someone making coffee or some shit. And it like scares the fucking cat out of the room. But several fucking
times. Is
that
a coffee recipe?
It is.
What are you putting in the coffee?
1/3 cup of Black Rifle coffee, four cups of water, and it makes the perfect cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
A little bit of cream if you want it.
A little bit of cream if you want, just to, you know, to taste.
It's rubbing off. Yeah. I mean,
I love our recipes.
Yeah,
we need a Sofa King recipe book.
Yeah,
I could give you my mom's stuffing recipe. It starts with so Robin
Fuzzy
Walmart.
Fuzzy was fucking her, right? He's just pounding her. Smashing. Head was hitting the board, smashing it.
Breaking the bed.
Next question.
Then you get the rosemary out.
Yeah.
You didn't answer the question.
I don't have. I don't know. I don't have one. I don't know.
I don't want to fuck celebrities. I don't have weird animals in my house. Now he's not talking.
That's why.
That's over here trying to hack passwords.
Ooh, another question from Steve Solbo.
Ooh, another one.
Ebola or tuberculosis? Tuberculosis.
That guy, fuck that.
What fucking question is that?
Because Ebola, like, fucking just exactly. Organ.
Do I want tuberculosis or do I want to be ebony? I'm taking ebony.
No, Ebola.
What's that? It's to be black, right?
No, it's like, it's a Ebola salsa. It's really good.
Oh, like, Ebola salsa? Yeah.
Ebola salsa and some chips.
So at the end of the day, the question is, do I want something that can be cured with a moderate series of antibiotics, aka tuberculosis?
Then why do so many people die of it, Dave?
Do I want something that's going to make me fucking bleed out of my rectum when my organs liquefy.
Wait a minute.
That's curable.
Yeah, it's curable.
I don't know.
Ebola? Yeah.
People
that's
like
tuberculosis.
I think
I think Ebola is fake, like ISIS, first of all. And it's just a scare tactic from the government. But TB?
It's curable.
Wyatt Earp didn't make it, man.
That's because there weren't antibiotics.
Yeah. He was your huckleberry and he still died.
Brad's failure, relapse, and recurrence of tuberculosis. You can still fucking, you're going to cough up blood again.
I think you shit out your organs when you have Ebola, though.
Exactly.
It liquefies your intestines or something and your shit just rots out of you.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going,
I'm going with
Ebola.
TB, I guess. But
I'd rather it come out of my ass than my mouth. Like you're just coughing.
Well, with tuberculosis, it's not coming out anywhere.
Yeah, you're coughing up blood.
Yeah, but
have you not seen Tombstone?
That's what I'm talking about. Have you not seen Antibiotics?
The only way to get rid of it is poker and whiskey.
It just holds it off.
Yeah, it just holds it off a long time. I'm halfway there.
I'm your huckleberry.
I should start changing my hat and start playing cards, and I'm good.
Okay, our old friend Terry McGee asks, biscuits and gravy or bacon and eggs?
Dude, bacon and eggs, but I only have biscuits and gravy once a year. Is it Thanksgiving or Easter? It's Easter. On Easter, we have brunch, and my mom makes biscuits and gravy.
It's like National Biscuit Week coming up, too.
Is it? I didn't like biscuits and gravy as a kid. It was like, or chicken and dumplings. I didn't like the texture of that soggy, weird bread and gravy. It was weird. I fucking love biscuits and gravy when my mom makes it, but it's once a year. It's a weird thing. It's like you don't just go making turkey, you know, a couple times a year. Unless you're Dave's house.
You don't just make biscuits and gravy, Dave. That's fucking crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't just make turkey, right? You don't have a Thanksgiving spread.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been fucking up.
Yeah.
They sell turkeys year round.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Dave's mom fucking stole turkeys fucking once a month.
Turkeys are not to be found.
Just for Thanksgiving.
No, they're very much found.
No, they grow them all year long like Christmas trees for a singular event.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been
sheltered.
They're
actually grown in Christmas trees. That's why the holidays
come. You know what's funny is everybody thinks Brent's joking about this, but he really didn't know turkeys were sold year round. Yeah. But he didn't know you could have Thanksgiving in April.
You can get sandwich ham, but you can't get that fucking
you can get a fucking
holiday
turkey.
Ham.
Yeah, you can get a fucking ham. Turkey. You could go buy a honey baked
ham
tomorrow.
Fucking
you'd
today.
Have to, you'd have to pluck it.
Yeah. No.
You have to pluck that ham.
Yeah. It sounds like
since I switched to fake trees, I'm switching to fake turkey too.
Oh,
tofurkey and fake trees.
Fuck no. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I never liked any of the options on the table, but if I had to pick, I would just pick a biscuit.
Yeah, biscuits are good.
That's good.
Biscuits
fucking
are delicious.
KFC biscuits? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Biscuits are delicious.
We're on the same page. Mint chip ice cream, mac and cheese.
Biscuits are fucking delicious.
No, I'm into biscuits and gravy. I like biscuits and gravy. It's a wholesome meal. I like bacon and eggs,
It is a wholesome meal.
I like bacon and eggs, wholesome. Too, but my meals are very Southern that I like.
Yeah.
So I could tell you a recipe on some biscuits and gravy, but we'll save that for another episode.
Neil Stanifer.
Mr. Stanifer.
The winner of the first ever swag bag, I believe.
I think he was.
Yeah.
I think he was.
Asks, has the
research... Because he was local and we didn't have the money back then.
Yeah, that was part of it. He actually has one of our old school...
T-shirts,
yeah.
It's just written on there with Crayola markers.
No, it's the old laser pigeon t-shirt.
A couple people have those. You know what someone posted the day? Terry McGee posted conspiracy oil.
Oh, I've seen that.
I don't have any of that.
I have one of those.
Gave them all away. I didn't save any.
Has the research for these shows degraded your trust in your government? If so, what do you plan to do about it? Please delay your response until you hear the hum of the surveillance drone.
I didn't trust the government prior, but it's definitely made me crazier for fucking sure.
Yeah, I didn't get any crazier. I don't know. Maybe I sound crazier when I talk to people.
I don't believe any public like fucking event that was like a disaster or a shooting. I believe none of it. I can't help it.
Here's the thing.
16 children died. I'm like, nope.
No,
here's the thing for me. No, like, I would often like people would talk about the government and I would offhand say, no, I don't trust the government. And people would say, did you vote? And I would say, why? It makes absolutely no difference in the power structure. And I would kind of say these things as platitudes just to like be a rebel and kind of say it. But having done the show and doing all this research, I still say the same exact things I always said, but now I really fucking mean it.
Yeah.
People are like, well, what about the government? You don't think the government would have done that? I'm like, the government did shit you can't even fucking imagine.
Yeah.
And instead of me just like saying it to talk shit about the government, I fucking mean it. Yeah. Like, this is real. I mean, yes, it definitely
this is
has,
real life.
It has eroded, like, already not trusting our government, already assuming those in power are doing the worst. This show has somehow eroded that, which is what I came in with in the first place. Now I have evidence. Like, before it was just, of course they did. Yeah. They're in power.
Now I've got a lot of evidence
between just how fucked up it is and just how much they pull,
which is bad,
and how much they get away with.
Think about if we weren't doing, you know, a 50% comedy show, you know, where it was fucking, you know, 6 episodes or 10 episodes on one fucking huge topic.
I'd be fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh God. Yeah. It'd be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't let it bother me, but yeah, I'm in the same boat.
You can tell real quick, like, when your friends isn't on board, they're like, don't think that 9/11 was an inside job, and I'm just fucking out. I'm not even having a discussion. Yeah,
you're probably like, not my friend anymore.
Yeah, I can't, dude.
Yeah,
I can't.
You honestly believe they didn't do it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Joshua Brick Lauderdale asks, "What is your pre-podcast routine? Do you dance? Say weird things? What's your thing?"
I don't know. We talk a little bit.
You guys observe me. I know I do weird little shit. I always like pop my knuckles. I do this for some reason. I don't know why I do that.
Yeah, but I think he's like pre-game. We kind of talk because we haven't seen each other in a week. So we kind of talk for a minute and then we walk down, come into the studio. We sit down and start recording.
Yeah, we do bullshit for 15 minutes. Decide if we're going to get coffee. Grab all the crazy shit from the week to try to carry it down here.
Yeah.
Like you're carrying groceries. It's like 4 bottles of whiskey, a stuffed bunny, some stickers, a letter. Our notes,
computers.
I think the only ritual thing that I have has changed recently. And my ritual would be as soon as I get here, I'd walk across the street and I would get a medium French roast coffee from Dagny's to come and drink during the show. But there was like a 2-month spate where no one ever had French roast brewed.
Yeah.
And I've lost all faith that we record at 4 p.m. It's late in the afternoon. It's not long before they close for the day on a Sunday. They don't want to brew a whole new giant batch of French. I can't, you know, besmirch them for the decision because it saves them money. But I got tired of not having.
They're
French
a coffee
roast.
Shop. They could do a pour
they
over.
Could do a pour over. They could. They probably would if I asked for it. But I don't have
it's
the time.
The point.
And I just want to. I just want a fucking cup of coffee.
I like
so anymore, I've just been making coffee.
So what we did in the Fight Club Studios, we opened up our own Starbucks.
Yep.
We have available to us at all times.
Yep.
So hi baristas.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Kick that black guy out.
Yep.
Yep.
Fuck that black guy.
Yeah.
No. Fuck him.
But otherwise I don't think there is a ritual. I get a cup of coffee in some capacity. But I don't know that that's a ritual.
Whatever
if I didn't get the cup of coffee, I wouldn't make out about it.
That's a Sunday ritual.
That was just we happened to be doing that.
Right.
And you know, that's just what it is.
So I guess
whatever you imagine us doing, it's probably more
way more.
It's probably better than what we're actually doing.
Yeah, we really don't do anything. I have no ritual. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody kills a goat on Sunday and, you know, sacrifices it to the Dark Lord.
Brandy Tetuan Leon.
The fuck?
Says.
French. That's a French Chinese fusion cuisine.
Yeah. Grand Teton Leon.
With a splash of brandy.
just a whisper of brandy.
You can have a brandy and what's her name again?
Tetuan Leon.
Oh, yeah. Leon Tetuan. En s'entend là. Baguette.
She says, I'm going with dream vacation, but within the U.S., where would you go on a dream vacation within the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cairo. Dream? Cairo. No, I can't do that.
Oh. Dream vacation in the U.S.
I don't even fucking aspire to go anywhere here, honestly. Delaware.
Right.
Hi.
Delaware.
I'm in Delaware.
Ooh, I'm just trying to think if I have any alternate answers to my go-to answer.
I don't know. The problem is we live in a place where everything's 2 to 4 hours away.
So we can kind of get
there. We go everywhere. Like,
yeah, a lot of people
we go to the beach. We go to the mountains.
I'm going
we
to Disneyland.
To
I'm
Vegas.
Going to the beach,
we
yeah.
go to Disneyland. We have Magic Mountain. We have fucking all these things. We want to go to the Bay Area. We have it. We have whatever we, you know.
Right.
We have desert. We have fucking everything.
Beach, we have mountains.
Yeah.
My immediate go-to, if someone said, what's your dream vacation in the United States? My immediate go-to is getting a decent suite at the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki. Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah, I guess
that's my, that's,
I guess if we have to say,
I've done that many times. If, and well, when, well, no, well, Fuzzy would always, that was like his thing. He would save up his money all year, do nothing, not have cable, like fucking whatever. And he would take, and every year he would say, hey, I'm going to take you anywhere that you want to go. Where do you want to go on vacation? And it was literally, we could go anywhere we wanted. And every single year we said, LA. Let's go to fucking the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki.
Yeah, I haven't been to Hawaii. I think that would be cool. Go see Jurassic Park.
And I was trying to think if there was anything else that I really,
no, can't, I think really, I think
that would be it.
Looking for beauty, looking for like tropical, like that in the US, like that would probably be it. Yeah. Like I'm kind of a beach person. Like I could be a beach.
Perfect weather, great food. If you want to hike, meth. If you want nature,
you meth. Want some meth. I mean, it's there.
Samoans, good, great coffee. There's good coffee everywhere.
Beaches, nude beaches, whatever you want. It's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah, I got nothing. I really don't care. Some petroglyphs somewhere.
Brent wants to go to Oregon.
Some Hopi Indian shit somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
He wants to go to Borgen.
More like Borgen. I'm just sad we don't have pyramids. There's a conspiracy there. Like, how come all the other places have like really crazy cool shit?
We have one in Vegas.
Yeah.
That one's dumb.
The largest glass pyramid in the world.
Yeah.
Dumb.
You'll see it sometime.
Legit. And finally, Margaret Humbracht.
Asks, little hamburger snatch.
Yeah. What are your favorite scents?
Oh, I like pina colada air freshener.
Smell of a good cheeseburger.
Mm. No pun You're intended. Hungry right now. No pun intended. Put some bacon on that snatch, Margaret.
I don't know. There are like smells that really spark nostalgia.
Sometimes I like coffee.
That does happen. Coffee is one for sure.
We were just sniffing a bag of
today. Squeeze this bag and smell this. And the endorphin,
the Papua New Guinea fucking coffees. If you're out there and you're listening right now and you can get your hands on some Papua New Guinea coffee, I don't know. It's all been good. Like their shit. It's fucking whatever they do over there. If they rub it on their balls, if they wash it in their fucking cock water, I don't know what they do. But the coffee's fucking good. So that smells delicious.
With monkey
dung. I like the pina colada smell. I like the smell of mint and chip.
Food smells for sure.
I would say coffee is definitely in my top three.
Yeah.
I would say.
Because I can not even want coffee and I enjoy the smell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fresh cut lumber is something, and campfire is one of them.
I like
them
campfire.
Too. Like
not
the campfire,
in my fucking
the
eyes.
Fireplace campfire smell.
Yeah.
That's good for sure.
I like that.
I would say fresh baked bread.
First
smell of baking bread is amazing. And rain is definitely my other one.
Yeah,
like
that's nice.
And maybe, I mean, it might
like,
because we live in the desert and
I like
it's
gasoline.
Rare, but that smell of rain when it's first hitting the sidewalk, amazing.
I like the smell of gasoline for whatever reason.
No, I actually do as well.
I think that's a common thing probably. Yeah.
Really? That's really weird. It's very bad for you.
Yeah.
So we got mint chip, macaroni, gasoline, biscuits.
We're assembling the tenets of the religion.
Mint chip, cheesy gasoline biscuits.
Yeah. Tasty.
Delicious.
My God, I'm starving right now.
I am fucking hungry.
I am
fuck
too.
I don't know why I'm so hungry today.
I'm so hungry.
Is that the last of it?
I don't know.
That's the last of it.
So thank you.
Sorry we ended up running short and having technical difficulties so we couldn't
run the last live. I reset
the video, our video issue. We use a program and it's not cooperating.
It
I just tried.
Wanted, it wanted to broadcast tried. To our like our Facebook personal timelines.
Yeah,
it would not let us choose any of the
something's
groups.
Wrong with the app.
Yeah. So. Stupid iPad.
Anyway.
I will figure it out.
We'll anyway, we did do a bonus episode.
We did. And you should go eat El Yucateco hot sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, check it out.
That's delicious.
And thank you to everyone that helps us. Thank you to the watcher. Thank you to the giver. Thank you to
Frankie Pigeons.
Yeah. Frankie Pigeons. Thank you to everyone that admins the group. Thank you to everyone that contributes in any way, whether art or quotes or content or discussion. Thank you to everyone for fucking listening. Terry McGee is awesome.
You. Piece of shit.
Thank you to Alan Urquhart. Thank you to all of the patrons, obviously.
Thank you, Alan.
Sorry that we're behind on patron shout-outs.
Fucking asshole.
Literally, not enough time in the day to do
Yeah, and we were just talking about that too. Like, I really, it's been bad.
Yeah, if your birthday passed, we fucking had intent on calling people on their birthdays. It's just been fucking crazy. Like, we want to do live episodes, and then the iPad doesn't work. Yeah. It's just like we have such a small amount of time to get so many things done. I have to-do lists and all kinds of crazy shit, man. I lock myself away. I'm way more efficient than I was.
Thank you to everyone who met up with us at the Las Vegas meetup.
Yeah, that was a blast. Yeah. I have to say, I was apprehensive going into that. I didn't want to do it, and everybody was really cool. Yeah. So thanks for everyone that came.
A lot of people. Hundreds. Good times. Good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it. Tune in tomorrow for Friday's episode.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this out of order, then don't tune in.
Yeah, and fuck off.
Do you tune into a podcast?
Somebody does.
Anyway, don't be a retard.
Look at them, look at them. Look at them, look at them. Look at them, look at them. They vibe down. Hey, going after the dough like Rainy. Boom. Straight at the dough like 80. Boom. Courtesy of them Moroccan goodness, and I had to get back to the way we Bob. Used to do it, I'm with F-Straight now. All this hash that I extract now. Got a nigga feeling good and relaxed, doing so much better than back then. Now it's wild. Wow. Look at them raise that brow. Look at who raised them now. Mama's an angel, papa's a Mac. You are forgiven, but gotta move back, cause you got players coming through. Players coming through, doing whatever they wanna do.
What you saying, ain't nothing, no?
And many nights we sit and we ponder. See what we like and we squander. Always leaving paper in the pocket so she catch a fit when she launder. 88, young and dumb. Another one, you're none and none. Loads allowed in the summer sun. Enjoying the look up and coming some. Look at them, look at them.
Smoking loud.
Look at them, look at them.
Oh my God.
Look at them, look at them.
They vibe
out. They vibe out. Look at them, look at them.
Smoking loud.
Look at them, look at them.
Oh my God.
Look at them, look at them. They vibe out. If they can do it, we can do it better. Positivity is key. Boom. Bros, birds of a feather, talking, getting cheddar on the tree. Drrr. They be wanna hit the weed.
Wow.
Jibba jabba on repeat.
Whoa.
Gotta hit them with the Scream. Only one more camo to complete in this city.
Really, really.
Where the sticks get burnt. And I'm with pretty.
Getting silly.
Playing kill confirm. The nitty gritty.
Really, really.
It's sticking with what you learn. We were there, fuck who weren't.
I'm a fro.
Speaking freely, freely.
Whoa, whoa.
Since they be pulling with you.
Damn.
In Ghana, got the CDs. Up in East Lake, going on La Bay DB. Till we whip the Lamborghini each. And live in a mansion on Bikini Beach. Trying to make a pension on the sweet greedy. Spread the pot, I'ma do it, or you will never see me again.
Look at them, look at them.